Blog Talk Radio. Poetic love. She asked me, how does poetry make you feel? I said, poetry is like a good lover, the kind that makes love to you from your head down to your feet, the kind that makes you think of them when they are nowhere to be found. Poetry is the kind of love that lifts you up when you're down. The kind of love that makes you smile and brings you peace. The kind we women talk about in our secret hiding places. The kind you record in your mind for years and years after it's gone. I guess it's like giving birth to an angel and always feeling it close to your heart. Even when you have to part ways, you still feel it running through you. That's what poetry is for me. Poetic love.
Are you thinking about getting your GED diploma? Well, here at the GED Pep Talk Center, we've got a number of pep talks that can motivate you.
Sometimes things don't always turn out the way you want them to.
You know that feeling? People look at you and don't believe in you.
You want some gentle encouragement.
Then you're on your way to your GED diploma and a better life.
But I know, you're probably just a little bit nervous. You can find it in yourself to take that first step.
You can improve your future.
You can do this. I know you can.
You need to start pushing yourself.
Now get your game face on and take the first step towards a better life.
Hurry up. Don't make me repeat myself.
Whatever level of motivation you need to get your GED diploma, we've got a pep talk that's right for you. Call 1-877-38-YOUR-GED or visit yourged.org for your pep talk and find free GED classes in your area. GED is a registered trademark of the American Council on Education, brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
History. On this day, 12009, I've seen many roots grow tall like vines. For on this day, history has been made. For all pain and struggle should be buried in the grave. History is today to have seen it in such a beautiful way. Millions of people stand around to a man with powerful word of sound. At the top of the land to have a king, I pledge to say I have a dream. History, a great inspiration that builds up the nation throughout generations. As a black man to stand proud and free, that steadily keeps building up his family tree. A black president, we ask, how could this be? It's the faith in God that dwells on thee. From a small place to a big valley, His cell come in such a great rally, from a small river to a big ocean. His cell flow with such a great motion. History is today, no matter circumstance or situation. History is here to stay. A bad man in a bad situation. Success is screened for our nation. Barack Obama, an achieving man. Our 44th president, yes, we can.
Here at the GED Pep Talk Center, we've got a number of pep talks that can motivate you.
Sometimes things don't always turn out the way you want them to.
You know that feeling? People look at you and don't believe in you.
You want some gentle encouragement.
Then you're on your way to your GED diploma and a better life.
But I know, you're probably just a little bit nervous. You can find it in yourself to take that first step.
You can improve your future.
You can do this. I know you can.
You need to start pushing yourself.
Now get your game face on and take the first step towards a better life.
Hurry up! Don't make me repeat myself.
Whatever level of motivation you need to get your GED diploma, we've got a pep talk that's right for you. Call 1-877-38-YOUR-GED or visit yourged.org for your pep talk and find free GED classes in your area. GED is a registered trademark of the American Council on Education, brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You've accidentally cut your daughter's bangs unevenly. Do you A, line things up a centimeter from her hairline?
Man.
No. Sweatbands are so hot right now. Everyone's wearing them. Like that basketball player and that other basketball player.
B, get spiritual.
Mom, where did all the mirrors go?
A reflection could never capture our true selves.
Huh?
Beauty is within?
C, look on the bright side.
Less time blow drying, more time texting.
Or D, show empathy.
Mom, you really don't have
Ta-da! Twinsies!
I kind of love it. As a parent, there are no perfect answers. But you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Next level, y'all. Getting it in for 2010 like it's never been. From the auction block to the city block, from the cotton fields to the football fields, from civil rights court to the basketball court, from the big house to the White House. It's that swagger, man. You gotta understand, it was all a part of the master plan. To overcome is our destiny by any means necessary. Swagger, that soulful calculated stride of dignity and pride that won't be denied, that never died, refused to be repressed or suppressed. You need proof? History will attest to how Martin had him overcoming, marching and singing. How Malcolm fired him up and had him down for some swinging. Swagger, that ultra cool stroll embedded deep into my warrior soul. The rhythmic dip and sway to the beat of African drums that never stop playing in the ears of my heritage. It's just not defined as a state of mind. It's highly concentrated, sophisticated, slightly animated. The final summation of the equation that applies perfectly to the situation. It's infused in my DNA. I'm blazing onto my psyche. That one piece of history that can't be stolen away from me. Swagger, like a double-edged sword that's razor sharp. A volcanic eruption deep from the subconscious of my subconscious. My story lies in every step, transporting me from the past into the future. The truth on the real with a will of steel. My eyes are my scope, my shoulder, my gauge. As I move across the urban terrain, surveying the landscape. Swagger, that silent unified code of what a man is really made of. A tightly executed glide with a calculated bounce. It's a black thing, an individualistic commonality. You know it when you see it. You can feel it when you see it. Like a book, you can read it. My swagger is a confirmation of my self-proclaimed validation. It demands respect. It commands respect. And if you don't give it, I'll take it. You ain't got no choice in the matter. Cause you see, that's how I bring my swagger. Nah, I ain't looking for trouble, but trouble ain't trying to find me either. Swagger, like a dagger plunging deep into the prejudiced mindset of those who oppose me, serving as a reminder that you will never, or will you ever, stop me. My swagger is embedded in the cast iron mold of my will, serving both as my weapon and my shield. So if you don't know, now you know how I bring my swagger. Swagger, swagger, swagger,
this love. this love, this union that God has put together, let no man break into. For man's power is no match, nor does it hold the promise and purpose of our Lord and his love. This love cannot and shall not be folded or bent or ripped at either side by any source under the heaven. For this love was created and blessed by our Lord and Savior. And this love cannot and shall not be stained or dimmed. Shall no love or thoughts of another love replace it or ignore its presence. May all under the heavens bless this love through their acknowledgement and faith. And shall all that become a passerby of this union mold this love through good teaching, and us too be one from this day, and let nothing, no person, no action or reaction to any action or word of any man or woman make us forget this love.
Started indoor baseball. Yeah, just find a broom or a pool cue and you can use like anything as a ball. Cans, bottles, shoes.
Hey bro, toss me that avocado.
Most party fouls are pretty dumb, but if you decide to drink and drive underage, you could lose your license and your freedom. Underage drinking and driving, the ultimate party foul. Learn more at ultimatepartyfoul.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. In movies, when someone at a party jumps into a pool fully dressed, everyone cheers them on and jumps in too. Just so you know, in real life parties, nobody jumps in after you. You just look stupid.
Come on, jump in. Come on.
Most party fouls are pretty dumb, but if you decide to drink and drive underage, you could lose your license and your freedom. Learn more at ultimatepartyfoul.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
You are my home.
change this life, this world, this existence without you. And if for some reason you should fade away before me, well, I shall be right there with you. Because if you're not here, why should I be? What would I do? Count the minutes until destiny sees fit to unite us again. What reason would I have to exist? Who would my arms embrace, my lips kiss? Who or what would my heart be for?
Hey, welcome, guys, to the Atlanta Mix Radio Show. It's very important that we just pop on here and just make sure that everybody knows that WAMR-DV is a community partner. Our goal is to do B2B, which is back to business, featuring companies all across the country and organizations. So this weekend, we celebrated open house with Dr. L.B. Hornbuckle Preston in Stone Mountain, Georgia. And they're located at 5336 East Mountain Street, Stone Mountain, Georgia. So we joined Dr. Hornbuckle and her staff and, just celebrating 10 years of business and being in a new facility, just opening a beautiful place. I want you guys to check that out. We just want to make sure that you guys know that we have a very new lineup. We will be airing every night at 9 o'clock, and we will start streaming next month in November, 24 hours a day. And so, it's real important that want to thank all of our hosts, Black Coffee, a.k.a. Jack Nick. I guess that's backwards. Jack Nick, a.k.a. Black Coffee. Also, Mario Coleman, Next Level, our co-host and our producer on our show. Most of the music sounds here comes from Mexico, Next Level. You can always look at find him on Facebook. And then we also want to thank our new thank Trisha Hunt for accommodating any of our political government platforms. She's on travel. And then our newest host is Yanni Thompson, Yanni Red. Her show is on Thursday. Right now, we're working out the deal on how we can still do it every Thursday at 9 o'clock 13. So on Facebook, master, not just a master politician, but a business one. And has a strong Yanni Red team. Yeah, most of them are just on her team that comes in. So you guys tune in to that. You can always call in at 516-387-1251. From the bottom of my heart, I really want to thank, you know, my team in terms of making sure that things I request are on the spot, that they're there. Also want to thank our Senator Angela James, who has just totally featured a lot of new opportunities for us to venture into. One of the things that we were focused on today was her posted event down at the Civic Center, where business owners were coming out and coming out to pick up Post-it. Post-it is a sex trafficking platform for business owners to post that in the bathrooms all over the city, where in women's bathrooms, so that the sex trafficking trade can be knocked down all the way to zero, so these ladies would know where to find help in addition to that. So I want to thank you guys again. I want to thank our host, Black Coffee, Next Level, Yanni Red, and Trisha Hunt, and being a part of our show. We're opening up opportunities for guests. If you want to come on, you can call me directly at 678-789-6095. You can shoot me an email at AtlanticRadio@gmail.com. But I definitely want to make sure that you let people know that, you know, this is what we do. People on my Facebook page can be at that place at Loving Care Chiropractor, 5336 Street, Belmont, Georgia. You can follow Dr. Hornbuckle either on personal Facebook page or on Loving Care Chiropractor. So go out, you know, get some adjustments, get some healthy opportunities going on, and I'm going to get out of here. I want to just kind of share something about Stone Mountain. You know, they had a very good open house this week for the city. There was a lot of businesses and vendors open, and we might be able to stop in and check out some of those individuals too. So I want to thank you guys for tuning in and just making sure that what we do is provide news and opportunities for companies to be a part of not just the podcast, but all of these months and months of work will turn a part of our continuous rollout in November. So, you know, we appreciate you guys. We're going to get out of here and just make sure that you guys tune in on Monday, right? So Monday we'll be talking about some political aspects. We're going to be covering the race. You're going to call in. We're going to be looking out for people who want to call in and talk about the presidential race. So just check us out, and we're going to get out of here tonight and just listen to the rest of our music selection. I want to thank you all for tuning in, and we'll get back with you all. Have a great one. This is your girl, Kareema Ali Bowen, moving forward. So just check out some of our music, and we'll be talking on Monday night at 9 o'clock. So give us a call in at 516-387-1251.
I tried to make it right with you because you made everything. With love, peace, and soul, I'm supposed to hold you. Get your love exposure, never took control you. I provide the kind of life that you supposed to. Ride or die, see the passion in your eye. Ain't too many candles that can hold up to your ball of fire smoke.
Baby,
if this ain't everyday love affair, baby, let's take it there.
Will you remember my name after this night of pleasure? Will you remember my face? Will you remember my smile? Will you remember the way I said your name out loud? Will you remember the way I made you feel? You told me it was so unreal. You told me I made you. Too many times for you to count. Will you remember that? Tomorrow morning, when you wake up beside me, and if I'm not there, will you remember to call me? Will you remember me? Will you remember my name?
guys. Welcome back to WAMR-DD Radio, Atlanta Mix Radio. Coming in, broadcasting live from Stone Mountain, Georgia. Executive producer here, Karima Ali. Want to thank you guys for tuning in and just following us on Facebook. I want to make sure that everybody knows to tune in definitely for Black Coffee Talk on Friday at 9 o'clock. We're going to talk to Black Coffee. She's going to be bringing in more political activism issues as well as issues in relationships. And then we also want to talk about my new show that's coming up on Wednesdays, which is called Let's Talk. Let's Talk is going to, that's L-E-T-Z, Let's Talk. Let's Talk, which is a broadcast that, that I will be the host on, bringing a variety of everything coming to you. But my focus is basically trying to get as much information out to you all about different, not just events, but opportunities. You can call in at 516-387-1251. If you want to be a guest on the show, feature your company, give us a call directly at 678-789-6095, which is our B2B. I want to thank Dr. Hornbuckle of Loving Care Chiropractor being our sponsor for the entire month of September and portions of October. And so if you want to be a part of our broadcast, you can give us a call back. I'm going to close this show out with something very important that meant so much to me when I read this young lady's post, which is Dr. Hornbuckle. It's amazing that this young woman has such a profound belief in God, and he has been true to her and anybody else that has believed and had faith in God. But she has given it all up to him, and he has shown the world what he will do for you when you do give it up to God. She celebrated 10 years, and that's just the fact that this is somebody who just believes in a profound understanding. She says, "My God's grace and mercy and favor has allowed Loving Care Chiropractic to see 10 years in practice and in a new location. Please come celebrate us on October 15th as we celebrate all of his goodness with free food and giveaways." They had a massage therapist in there. Y'all missed that one. So we're going to end this show with something that's very dear to me, something called Amazing Grace. Thank you all, and we'll be looking to talk to y'all on Monday.
See you.